The SNAP rules require 80 hours of work a month and cap benefits at 3 months over 3 years. The rules have been around for a while, but hadn't been enforced until recently.
Those requirements were waived for several years during the recession, and that was pretty much true across the entire country. And then slowly, as the economy has improved, a number of states have begun reinstating those stricter requirements and benefit limits.
That's Elaine Waxman. She's a senior fellow at the nonprofit Urban Institute. She says the study explored the difference between 8 Kentucky counties that retained the waiver and the surrounding counties that did not. Both groups have similar high rates of poverty and unemployment.
The decrease in the waived areas is only about 2% of the whole SNAP caseload for this group, but it's about 44%. For the counties in the surrounding area. And that's a huge difference.
The report showed overall more than 13,000 Kentuckians lost SNAP benefits between 2017 and 2018. The comment period for enacting these restrictions across the country ends Tuesday, April 2nd. Several states are considering similar restrictions for people who qualify for Medicaid. Kentucky's plan for Medicaid work requirements was rejected for a second time in court on Wednesday. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan.